Hello, my darlings. It's Aisling Mooney here, angel intuitive, spiritual business mentor and coach. And I'm here with your weekly angel messages for April 25th. So we've had a very interesting month so far. Last week, we had the same archangel throughout the whole week, which was really unusual. I am using my oracle deck, Archangel Messages for a New Earth. If you haven't got these and you want to be on the waitlist for the next print run, go to aislingmooney.com/cards. You can put your name on the list. And the next time we're doing a print run, we will email you and let you know an order. So this week, 25th of April, we have three archangels working with us: Shamuel, Raguel, and Haniel. So Monday, Tuesday is Archangel. I'm just getting a message to really bring your attention to the energy of Haniel. Okay, so I'm going to do that. The energy of Haniel. So this is for the weekend, but she's also telling me that she's here for the whole week, which is no surprise, I guess, that I've put on a red top. That's the color of Haniel. This is the only card with angel wings in this whole deck, 44 ordinary people. That's what I wanted to show in these cards. And so you can see that they're ordinary people, and they've been created by our amazing artist, Chinka. But this is the only one with actual wings in the deck. It's a beautiful, beautiful card. And this girl is sitting in literally a ring of fire, and she's not bothered. She's completely in control. She's totally relaxed, chilled out in a meditative space. Her hands are rested, relaxed. And this card says, step into your power, learn to say no. So whenever Haniel comes in, she is talking boundaries, healthy boundaries, brave boundaries. Really, self-care at the top of your list of priorities, looking after yourself. So she is an amazing support for anyone watching this week that might be lacking in a bit of confidence. You know, Haniel came into my life when I was just being a bit of a doormat. I was saying yes to everybody, I was people-pleasing, and she just stepped in and was like, this has got to stop. And anytime Haniel comes up for me in my life, and when I'm working in our program, the Alignment Program, we work with a different archangel every single month. And every autumn, I think it's September, October, I'm not exactly sure, we work with Haniel. And every time we have this love-hate relationship, because I know she's going to push me to grow. And I know she's going to just not allow me to be small anymore, and, you know, to reinforce those boundaries that I'm constantly building on and working towards, healthy boundaries in my life and in my business. So whenever she comes along, it's usually means some big fat no's that I have to do that month. To when somebody says, can you join this webinar? Can you subscribe to my channel? Can you do this collaboration with me? And my answer, from working with Haniel to give me back some of my time and to stop the people pleasing, is my default now is no. And then I will take the time and step back and think, is this for me? Is it my highest good? The biggest thing for me is time, and that I constantly underestimate the amount of time that something is actually going to cost. So an example of that was, someone said, can you be on this thing? It's only going to be 10 minutes. I'll be interviewing you. It's going to be 10 minutes. I said, yeah, of course, 10 minutes. I can do that. Then I figured out that this thing was 2 hours. My slot was 10 minutes, but I had to be there for 2 hours. And then I had to do some promotion beforehand, and I had to set up. So that 10 minute thing became 3 or 4 hours, that in a very busy week that I didn't really have that time to give. So knowing that about me, that my reaction, automatic reaction is yes, I want to be part of this. Of course, I want to help. Of course, I want to support. Of course, I want to be do something else. You know, I don't experience FOMO and regret it later. Yes, yes, yes. But I know from working with Haniel that the best response, 99.9% of the time, is no. No, I'm not available. No, this is not the right time. No, let me think about it and I will come back to you. My feeling is no right now. Let me come back to you. So that is, if you have decisions to make this week, I am advising you to say no first, especially if you're a people pleaser like me and you want to, you don't want to rock the boat, you want to please everybody, you want everybody to like you. I'm putting all my hands up. Recovering people pleaser here in the building. And I'm just advising you to pause before, take a step back. See the way my whole body, just step back in the chair before you say yes to anything this week. Pause. Say no first. I'm not going to make a decision right now. Do not make any fast decisions this week. Step back and really think, is this for my highest good? Is this going to really serve me? Does this match my budget, my desires, my passions, my goals, my values, before you say yes? And personal advice from experience, always overestimate the time that something is going to take. You know, that might support you with your decision. So, yeah, so the beginning of the week, we have a nudge from Archangel Shamuel, which is dream big. She says, you are the vessel of divine love. By the way, I forgot to say, I have some fabulous free resources. You can go to ashlynmooney.com/free. And or just go to ashlynmooney.com and you'll find it on the menu bar. ashlynmooney.com/free, and you will get 3 free resources. My top tools, spiritual resources, 22 angel messages from my book, and an abundance masterclass. So there's something for everybody there. Just go to ashlynmooney.com/free and you can get instant access to some amazing free resources to help you on your angel business journey. But we're starting the week. I know we had the overall message of Haniel, but this is Shamuel coming in saying, it's time to really, really think big. You're watching this, you're a light worker, you're an earth angel, you are a light worker, as a spiritual business owner. I'm guessing many of my clients are. There's something big that you're here to do. You are here to support and help the world, this planet, the people, the beings on it, in some big, big way. You think about Louise Hay. She started with her little book and published 500 pamphlets and then handed them out to spiritual churches with an order form and said, order many copies you want. And that little book then became Her You Can Heal Your Life. And that went on, and I think it's at the last count, 40 million copies worldwide, that book. And she went on to create and establish the Hay House Publishers. And so, you know, our dreams, we just don't realize the potential that we are. But I'm telling you now that Shamuel is coming in saying that there is more in store for you than you've dreamed possible for yourself, and it's around your message of love that you have to share with the world. So in this week, but in the first few days in particular, you might get a little nudge, you might just see that vision of what's possible. You might see yourself writing that book put off for years, creating that first program, and training in that course so that you can start working one-to-one with clients in healing or counseling business. This week, the title of the book might come in as you're in the shower or you're driving the car. Some inkling of the bigger picture of why you're here will come in at the beginning. So when that happens, post in the comments. We'd love to know. And the second angel that's come through is Raguel. And Raguel is the battery. So if you've been feeling low on energy and vitality, and you just know that you're not 100% where you want to be, Raguel is here to support you this week. He's literally the battery charger. He's known as he would be my angel coach. If you had a coach in the angel realms, it would be Raguel. Just look at this beautiful image of this strong and older man, but really, really strong. So defying what's possible or what we think possible as we get older. So I just love this image. And the card says, move your body to change your perspective. So if you're low on energy and you're looking to improve your energy or your overall health and fitness this week, or there's an issue that's occupying your mind, Raguel is just saying, just move your body. Just get out of your head and get down into your feet. Put on your favorite music and just bop for 5 minutes. Go for a walk with or without your headphones. Listen to the music of nature. Do a yoga class. Go and do a Zumba class. Get some energetic. Go for a swim, a walk by the sea or in nature. Do whatever exercise you prefer to do. And then go and make some time for that this week, especially if you've been putting off your health and fitness for a while. This is a really good week to just come back to that. Think, okay, what is my favorite? For me, I know it's swimming and walking in nature. They're the two things that I love. And I also love dancing. So for me, it's easy. Pick one of them and that's all I need to do. And sometimes it's as simple as putting on a song, 3 or 4 minutes of a song, and just having a bop is enough to shift your perspective, your energy, and also increase whatever it is that you want to manifest into your life. So when you move your body, you release endorphins, you shift your perspective, you take yourself out of a state of anxiety and worry about a problem and going down, down, down. If dance and movement and exercise just brings us out of ourselves and helps widen our perspective. And in that space, that's the space where we get answers from our angels, from our deepest parts of our soul. And we then know what are the next steps that we need to take. We know what actions we need to take. So what an amazing week this week. Haniel is here the whole week, but especially the weekend, reminding you to step back before you take decisions. Shamuel reminding you to dream really, really big, and that you have a deep message of love and support for the world that you're here. Big mission around sharing love. And to change your perspective and to help you to dream bigger, move your body. Get out, exercise, do your favorite form of exercise, move your body this week, my darlings. And that is it. I will see you next week for our monthly angel messages. And I'm here every other week with your angel messages. To find out more about me, go to ashleymooney.com /free for some free stuff. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. And do post in the comments wherever you're watching this video and let me know how it resonates. What's the number one message and action that you're going to take from this? Loads and loads of love wherever you are in the world. I will see you again very soon. Bye bye.